So would you please turn to the white first bay sheet on the white prayer book? And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times and then the four measurables in English. Taya ta omune mune mo. To the beautiful. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now let's turn the page to the bottom of the pink sheet and let's chant the Chen Reizi's mantra eight times. And the green Tara's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum.
What do you think about the tune? Huh? Practice, yeah? So, my understanding, the why, you know, we chant prayers. So, they are saying in Tibetans, say the general word from the mouth and reflect, same time reflect on the general meaning of the words. So then, if we can do that, then, you know, then whatever prayer that we do, it become kind of meditations, you know. So that's the whole purpose. So that's why, you know, that prayer has been chanted. So it gives you more time. So then, you know, then you, it's kind of like, like guiding your mind, you know, through the word, you know. So, and that word is not just word, it's like, it sounds kind of beautiful because the tunes, you know. That's the whole purpose, you know. The whole purpose of chanting is to get deep into the meaning of the prayer that you are trying to say. So this is called like four immeasurable prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. Like, also like, almost like universal prayer, you know. So may all sentient beings, you know. You're not saying may all American beings, you know. You are saying may all sentient beings. So that means like, like opening up your mind, you know, for happiness for all living beings. Basically, that's what the prayer is about, you know, opening your heart. Opening your heart. When you see somebody suffering, immediately you wish, you know, them to be, you know, like, happy, or maybe, you know, overcome from, like, sufferings quick as possible. Then you are just wishing them. So this is called positive thought, right? Positive thought. So if you have more of that, life will be better. No, life will be better. So, so this four immeasurable prayer, and there's many prayers in Buddhism, but we, so I decide to say this prayer at the Sunday, so that someday, the hope is someday, slowly, this message will sink into our heart. So then we will see people differently, or we treat them differently. And there's like trying to soften our heart, you know, through this, you know, beautiful message. It's been written thousands of years ago. So that's the reason, okay, that's the reason. So my far as my understanding is concerned, that's my understanding is like the purpose of chanting is to, you know, to get much as we can get out of that, you know, prayers, you know. So that's why six sangbo shene songs. Say the gentle word from the mouth, chene sangbo yila gums, then think about the gentle meaning of that word. So then this become very good meditation. So so we'll begin with some meditation. Okay, so begin with some meditation. Then after that, I will read, you know, a couple of stanzas. I changed my mind. So last Sunday, I read one story. So this story is kind of long. So probably I'm worried that, you know, your head may going to fall down. I read maybe two stanzas from the Chandidevas book. First, we'll do 9 round breathing meditations. So if you are here first time, if you come here every Sunday, so then probably your ear may be already get burned, because I say this all the time. Because, you know, if somebody here, even just one person, first time coming here, I think it's, you know, also important to me to explain this, the wondering about meditations, or maybe have some interest about meditations. So first and foremost, what we need to do, we need to learn how to sit properly when we meditate, okay? Instructions have been taught. No, it's not like I just made it up last night. It's already been taught 1,000 years ago, so that is good. It's already been taught, it's been tested by a great meditator. It produces great results. If that's the kind of instruction if we follow, more likely we will produce some results, okay? There's like 7 sitting positions, you know. So meditation cushion or concentration cushions needs to be a little bit up. Back is a little bit up, you know. If you are sitting there a long time, it will prevent some kind of pain in your leg. Like a little bit like this, back of this cushion should be like that. So then feet, you can do full Vajra cross. In that case, you see the sole of your feet both of them on your lap. That's called full body cross. Quite challenge to do. If you are doing a lot of yoga, so you can do it easily. Otherwise, it's quite challenge. So that's called full body cross. That's the first thing. You know, then if you are sitting on the chair, then you don't need to worry about it. So then that's the first thing. Then half vajra cross, left leg in, right leg out. Like the mother Tara, the way Tara sits, that's called half vajra cross. And when you look at the Tara image, you know, so there's no options. There's options, the choice. So then after that, no choice. Okay, six of them. That's like leg. So then, so now the hand, left hand below, right hand above. Then like this, it has significant meaning. It has something to do with inner heat practice. So then you, left hand below, right hand above. Then place that on your lap. Maybe like, you know, a little bit, I'm not sure where the level is. Yeah, little bit below navel. So you don't have to hold like this. You don't need to hold. Some people, they hold like that. That's too much. So just place on your lap. Okay. And there's the second sitting position. Okay. Kangpa, lakpa, keba. So then the back. So that's important, you know. Has to be straight. Straight. Lu is body. If the body is straight, then channel is going to be straight. It's going to be lined up properly. So then energy will run through smoothly. That's why. So sake of knowledge, we have to learn. If somebody comes to you, asks about meditation, then you have something to teach, which has origin, not like somebody just made it up, you know, 2 days ago. So feet and the hand and the back, there's three. Kamba laba kya wasamche. Then the shoulder, you know, shoulder has to be very natural. Sometimes, you know, you just the point is there should not be any physical stress. No, you need to sit very comfortably. So then make sure, you know, you don't touch this all the way down. Some kind of gap there. Can you imagine like place like India, Nepal, and Tibet? You know. And Tibet is most of the time cold, you know, it's kind of roof of the world. Most of the time it's cold, long, long winter cold. But India, can you imagine, it's very, very hot. So then touching that, you know, so that kind of blocks the air go through. So that's why a little bit open, you know, a little bit open. Then head needs to be a little bit down. So this, I'm not sure, like number 0, number 4, 5, or what is that number? I keep tracking. 5. There will be 7 sitting positions. I think it's important to learn. Because like one of the Tibetan masters, then he said in his writing, in Tibet, there's so many people meditate, but none of them can compete the way he sits. Then he sits very properly, you know. So I mean, that's why I thought this, you know, sitting is kind of important. So then head should be a little bit down, you know. Then eye slightly open, okay, slightly open. And in the chest it says like place your eye slightly open on the tip of your nose, but you know, we don't have to make extra effort to see our nose. You know. That is here, it's easy. If this whole point is to see the tip of your nose, then, you know, some of you have small nose, but here you can buy something to put. Clown, you can buy all kinds, and some of them look like tomato. So there's another point. So we don't have to make extra effort to see our Tibetan nose. You know, Tibetan people, most of the Tibetan people, we have small nose. So anyway, place slightly open, then look down. So if that eye is closed automatically, then you don't need to make extra effort to open it up. Just let it be. Then lip, tongue, teeth. Lip has to be natural. The tongue, the tip of the tongue, place upper part of the palate. So that will prevent, you know, thirst. What happens if somebody meditates too long? Sometimes, you know, there's something comes out. So it will prevent that. So I'm not sure how bad that is. Probably not bad. So anyway, touching your tip of your tongue and the upper part of the palate will prevent from thirst. So these are the seven sitting positions. Please learn that sake of knowledge. At least you can benefit if somebody comes to you. Do you know about meditation? You can say, yes, I can teach you how to sit properly. Sake of knowledge. You know, there's like lighting. Life is about share, you know, so then not in sharing even knowledge, you know, it's also good. So then sometimes you see eight of them. So what's eight? Eight is like breathing meditations. That's called 21 breathing meditations. If that is needed, then you can add that on, so then become eight. Rather than seven, okay? When you see, I say seven sitting positions, sometimes when you read a book, you may see eight. So eight means there's breathing meditations. You may need, you may not need. If your mind is already in positive state, you don't need breathing meditations. You can just begin whatever meditation you do in your daily basis, okay? This is like called Namna is like, there's one name of the ones, Buddhas, you know. Namna is like Viruchana. Out of five Buddha families, there's one of the Buddha's name, Viruchana. That's how he sits. You know, he mainly meditates. So nobody tells us, you know, meditate, you know. So we meditate out of voluntary basis. So then I think when we do, we should do it well. So in order to do it well, so then we have to learn. The knowledge is very important. Comfortable body, comfortable cushions, comfortable mind. You can do productive meditations. The most important is comfortable mind. If the mind is not comfortable, then you do breathing meditations. Exhale, inhale, one, exhale. Inhale, two, this count in your mind. It's important to count it correctly. So then decide 21. One. From nose. One. Two. You can do 21 times, 30, 40, 60. So meditation, so first we'll do is called nine-round breathing meditation, okay? Nine-round breathing meditation. So this is, I'm like, I have very high hope in these meditations that will help you to overcome stress. But in the text, it doesn't say stress, it says negative energies. negative energies, okay? So this is all, right now, this is all sake of knowledge. I'm hoping that you learn, then you'll share with other people. You'll share, okay? So now, there's energy that goes through the channels all the time. we cannot separate mind and energy. It always goes together. Everywhere there's like positive thought or negative thought or neutral thought, it has, you can't separate any of them from the energy. Each thought comes with energy. We cannot separate unless you reach very deeper level of practice, then you can, you know, probably separate. But right now, you know, this is almost impossible. So now that this meditation called 9-round breathing meditation, how to eliminate these negative energies. this is the method, you know, that used in Buddhism. If you stress out, you know, we don't scream. Yell or maybe break things, throw things out, doesn't help. So you just sit down and you do this breathing meditations. It's good for you. You know, so more like your glass is not going to break. Did you ever notice some people, when they get angry, sometimes that's also negative energy, you know? Like they get really, really angry. They just, you know, things they daily cherish at that moment they couldn't see. So they just throw. Sometimes it breaks, you know, when it breaks, then it's too late. Sometimes it doesn't break, it can hit somewhere, bounce back. Then you, eventually, then when you come down, then you go back there, then you look. Then you pick it up, then you look, then you feel bad because now it's kind of like, you know, damage. Did you ever notice? Some people, when they get angry, they, you know, they just throw things, doesn't do any good. It's not a skillful way to deal with the stress at all. 9-round breathing meditation, that's very, very, I say, good. Okay, so there's something you can try, you can share it with other people. Then, so now I'm sure you are wondering, you know, what is this negative energy? You know, negative energy, according to these instructions, has been created because not able to concentrate. You know, so like thinking 10 different things and the same things, you know. You may call very smart and genius person, but it builds stress. Oh. So that's why how the energy been wasted, not able to concentrate. You know? So then that's how the energy been wasted. So then this goes through, as I mentioned, positive, negative, doesn't matter. So then many of them, sometimes get stuck into channels, and that cause physical discomfort. So then that contributes mental discomfort. So then the mental discomfort contribute, not good for your health, not good for, you know, once you mentally become unhealthy, it had the negative impact, is that not just you, people around you, even your, you know, the pet that you dearly love, or pet is kind of also kind of like, you know, suspicious that if there's a dog, I'm not sure, cat probably doesn't know, maybe some cat do, but dogs, they sense right away that you are not happy or angry, that they just also, you know, kind of little slowly goes, quietly goes and sits somewhere in the corner. They just lay down. They know that you are not, you know, happy. So that's impact, okay? So now, this is the method called how to eliminate this negative energy. So so there could be stress too, okay? First, use your left hand, please, left hand. You block your left nostril. Begin with inhale, long, slow, okay? So make sure the body is straight, long, slow, then block. Again. Then. Again. Then this first round, three. Each time when you inhale, you count one. This is called first round. So then, please use your right hand, pull out the right nostril, inhale. Then again. Thank you. second round. Each round has three breathing. So then from both nostrils, this is called 9-round breathing meditation. So then, you know, it becomes productive, you know, rather than, you know, like, so before that, what we learn how to sit. That's called sitting positions. That's not, doesn't call meditations. You can sit like, you know, like this, but this is called sitting positions. It's not called meditations. Meditation means you have to have something to think about, you know, okay? Otherwise, as I mentioned, kind of partially is joking, you know, like, even like sitting positions, like the, some of the bird, they can sit on one leg much better than us. But, you know, some squirrel is kind of interesting to look in my backyard. They come on a branch, they put their head like that, then their tail, they look kind of like an umbrella. No, sometimes they sit quite long. I'm not sure what they're thinking, but you know, they're sitting. You know, once in a while they just clean their nose, like that, then they go back like that. So that's called sitting positions, not called meditations. So now you see the posture of the cat. Some of you may saw. Somebody sent me one red cat. Oh, looks great. You know, like meditation positions. Did you ever saw one? If you see, I think it's kind of cute, you know. So because I used to have cat too, so I said. So that looks really kind of peaceful, you know, the cat. It's not like I think it's cat. I'm not sure how they did it. It is not fake. It is cat, but sitting like very peaceful. So I thought, oh, and America is a very powerful country. Now you see, you know, cat is also meditating here too. I never saw cat meditating in India. People are very educated now. Even animals. So meditation we just called 9-round breathing meditations. Should we do one more time to remember? First, left hand, okay, left hand. It begins with inhale, okay? Long, slow. Oh yeah, so that's called 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, so now one more meditation. This is the best part of the class because you are doing meditation, I'm doing meditation. Each of us getting benefit. Then after that, I just mumble. You know, so I'm not sure how much they get benefit. So this one. Can please share. No, so if you, whenever you hear from your friends, I'm stressed out. You know, so before they do anything, so you can share with them, you know. You don't need to say any prayer, you just sit to this meditation. So now the second one is called forceful method, how to stop super excited mind, okay? So this, I think, is quite important. Also, very practical, and I think here, you know, having very little time to have to do so many things, but, you know, this is like, can be done within a short period of time. You can do it well. So the 9-round vision meditation, if you are wondering, or is there any visualizations? Yeah, you can, you know, say, like, positive energy in, negative energy out. So then form of smoke. So, something like, you know, breathing all the positive energy possessed by people, the place, the trees, the water, earth element, the fire element, the water element, the wind element, you know, they're all, this all element possess energy. So believe or not, this all possess energy. So you can breathe all the, you know, positive energy in. So now this is called a forceful method, how to stop super excited mind. So there's difference between wandering mind and excitement mind. Okay. Gopa, there is like excitement mind, mainly driven by some form of attachment. Yenwa, you know, it's like just like wandering mind. You just wander, you know. Oh, why this out there here? It's not really driven by, you know. So you can easily, you know, you can easily take out your mind from there. You know, just wander. Oh, why? What are those things hanging down from the ceiling? Not much help. Not, but just wandering. Let's go wandering mind. Better, much better. So then, you know, Gopa, there's like particular wandering mind. There's like, you just wander there again, you can't, it's challenging to take out the mind from that, whatever the object is, you know, whatever the object is. It's very difficult to take back. So that's called this. Why? Because this is like, it's like caused by some form of attachment. So that's why it's clinking. It's not easy to, you know, detach. In that case, this meditation is very, very helpful. Okay. So what do you do? So now we can sit like this. This begins with exhale. We exhale from the mouth long, little bit forcefully. Okay. Long, forcefully. Then inhale from the nose. One. Exhale from the mouth. Long, forcefully, inhale from the nose. We'll do this 10 times. Okay? In the end, then we hold our breath. In the end means when we do 10, then we hold our breath. So then just imagine the energy that is going in your body, center of your body. No, actually, there is channels, 3 main channels that are located in the center of our body, close to the back, not to the belly. Close to the back. There's 3 main channels. So from there, then there's like 72,000 channels emerge. 72,000 channels emerge from there. Also, that because of that, we move, we blink, we, you know, do all that because of the energy. If there's no energy, then, you know, certain energy that kind of exhausts, then we can move. No, there's 3 main channels. So. And then from there, there's like 72,000 channels emerge from there, then from all part of the body. So you just imagine the energy going in is white, the shape is round. Size doesn't matter, you know, big, small size doesn't matter. Shape, round, just imagine it's going down. Meanwhile, you are holding your breath, okay? So go down, 4 finger below your navel, or belly button, So then simultaneously you close the lower jaw, means muscle up. Energy that comes up, that's yellow. Same round, size doesn't matter. Then they sit like this, yellow below, white above. So there where the attention should be. That's where we're going to concentrate. Then hold your breath as long as you can. So this must help you to detach your mind from whatever it is, you know. Okay? Make sense? Am I saying that correctly? Super excited mind? You know, could be like stories, you know. Could happen between you and your friends. Long time, even like 2 years ago, you still keep going there. Couldn't, you know. Sometimes so strong, you cannot sleep. So then this is very, like, this is called forceful metal. Zentapsu, J means cut, usually means cut. Zentapsu means, you know, forceful. You just, you know, force this metal, you forcefully cut that excitement mind. So that's what it says, instructions. Is that true? We have to try. Otherwise, we can't tell. That means we have to do. Otherwise, we cannot tell. That's what's been said in the text. So you have to, if you try, if that helps, then that's true. So, we'll begin. We'll just do 10. So, did it help? So, please try, okay? Should we do one more time or is it enough? Huh? One more time, enough? One more? Yeah. Sake of knowledge. So, please then share with, you know, your friends, okay? Or you can even you can teach your kids. If you have kids, you can teach them. You know, so, but it's going to be a challenge, you know. Months ago, my nephew visited me from New York, 6-year-old boy. Unexhaustible energies, you know. So, interest lasts not more than 5 minutes for anything, you know. So, keep going, whole day, I can't handle. So then I told him, it's kind of funny, so I told him, sit down, I'll teach you meditation. He sits his house, and I try to teach with the meditations. It doesn't work. So then it's become like joke, you know. So whenever he's like kind of hyper at the moment, I said, now you sit down. And he goes like, I can't teach, I just laugh, I cannot teach. unexhaustible energies. It's like unbelievable energy. So that we'll do it one more time. Well, I think that you can sit like this, or you can sit like this. Doesn't matter. So this more is like emphasis should be on the breathing. Okay, breathing. If you can sit like that, if you breathe better, if you can sit like that, so that's also good to know. Like, What is this called? This is called forceful method, how to cut or stop super excited mind causes by title is kind of long, but you don't remember, caused by some form of attachment. So then a long time ago, people asked me questions, what they can do when they meditate, when they fall asleep. When they fall asleep, or maybe keep them alert or fresh. So you remember the tea light candle? So that size of ball. You make two holes in each side, put one string, put it here. I'm not kidding. This is how it's been done. But now nobody used, but in a long time, ancient time, that's how they do. Hang to the, put water there, fill the water. So then, it'll wake you up. That's the method they use. There's all kinds of method they use. I never used this, but I just know. What I did use is you don't see here, but in monastery, they have like wicks. There's something they burn. There's one made in China, red one. It has temple image on the top, really strong. Something like this, red, really, just a small can. So I couldn't help him. So you don't want to give up, but you are not meditating well. And there, it's not really meditating, it's like reading a book, reading a textbook. So then put it there, a little bit there. I just put it out, and it's like, I couldn't sleep. So anyway, I'm not suggesting to you to do that, or maybe, you just go there and put some water, just fresh, So now, definitions, I think it's important, meditations. It's Tibetan word, it's called gom. So we now learn, when you sit like this, is called sitting position. No, that's not called meditation, sitting position. So meditation means we have to have something to meditate on. So then, once we have something to meditate on, so this case, this breathing meditations. So now, definition of meditation is called making familiar. So that requires, once the blue moon, you do one, or you may not remember next time. So meditations, sake of your own peace of mind, nothing else, not that's all, nothing else. Not because you're Buddhist, not because you're a monk, there should not be reasons. No, simply sake of your own peace of mind. So that will have immense potentials to benefit other people, that's all. So basically to produce happiness within the mind. So that's why you meditate. That's all. No more. That's all. So definition is gom is like making familiar. First we learn, then you do it again, then it becomes a piece of cake. So then you gain not just understanding of meditation, you gain like experiential understanding of meditations. That means when you meditate, you feel something. So that's good, that's wonderful. There's no side effect at all. Then what I want to say, so now when you do this second meditations, if you're having difficulties, I may suggest you to, when there's like the blood pressure machines, not the modern one, you see something that goes down, something like that. Just imagine the central channel. There's three of them. Just imagine this like tube. Just imagine this go like drop. It's going like that. When you feel it reach four fingers below, then muscle up from the bottom, then bring up energy up, the yellow. Okay. That's what I want to say. And also the entrance of the central channel is located somewhere here. Here. So that's also something you can try, you know. Sometimes you have headache. It says if you kind of just gently rub here, you can feel some gentle rub. It will help to probably eliminate your headache here, somewhere here. So right now, energy is not going into our central channels according to the teachings. Once somebody managed to send the energy into the central channels, body becomes so light, you could probably lift up your body from the space easily, you know, not big deal, easily. Now, right now, central channel is kind of blocked. So what they do, I'm just telling you, so this is not, you know, so I never did meditation. It's difficult meditation, it's not easy, it requires really strong concentrations. What they do, they just visualize something, some kind of syllables. Syllable? Say, let's say A. Not the full A, they just visualize half of that. They just visualize somewhere here. But the concentration has to be very strong. They visualize that. So then they think this, that is energy. It's not just air. It's energy. But it appears it's a form of air. Or in our case, we call A. No, A, hab A. Then your concentration is so strong, then slowly you manage to send that into the central channel. That's how they open up central channels. No, because there's, what do you call this? Knot. There's no, couple of knots. It's kind of like blocking that, couple of knots. And when unknot them, that's through sending energy. Yeah, so then, you know, like like the whole yoga. Yoga means simple, means practice. That's all. Yoga doesn't mean physical practice. Yoga means practice. That's all this, you know, physical movement. Goal is to reach physical pliancy. So internal yoga, the goal is to reach mental pliancy. That's the goal. Sometimes when you have headache, if you do something like that, it will, you know, helps. Is that true? So we have to try. Then we can say is that true or not. No, we will try. So now concentration here. So what we learned, like putting all your attentions very closely on something. Why? Simply make your mind calm and peaceful. Samden chishi. That's all. No. According to ancient teachings, only you can make your mind calm and peaceful how you concentrate. That's all. You concentrate. Could be flower, could be color, could be tree, could be anything. To keep that mind on that, you know. If you are thinking something yellow, first look at the yellow, whatever that's like, sign shape. Then just, you know, eventually there's no difference seeing from your eye and seeing from your mental eye. No difference. You see same thing, no difference. That's called concentration. So, you know, there is like four different meditations. So this one is like, the one that we just did is like part of that. Putting all your attention very closely on physical movement, feeling. On the mind, that's more difficult. No, it doesn't have shape and color, it's more difficult. So then, besides mind and feeling, physical, so then, you know, such as impermanent or different things, you can, like, placing very closely your attentions on something. That's why walking meditations. You're trying to put all your attentions. Oh, now I'm moving my left leg. Now I'm moving my right leg. Even though something happens, you are not really paying attention, but you are aware what is happening, but you are not following them, paying attention. What you are paying attention is like your physical movement. Sometimes it's done by hand, walking meditations. Walking meditation is not just something we do in Tibetan Buddhism, so we don't do that walking meditation. Our meditation is mainly sitting. But this is also beautiful, you know. People here in the West, they like to move around. Yeah, so no, as so then walking meditation, then physical movement, the movement that we use, you know, like with full awareness, okay? Oh, this is all about meditation. So definitions, how to sit properly, then this kind of, these two meditations. So, so now the purpose or power of meditations, this is also important for all of us, my friends, to understand the power and the purpose of meditation to reduce negative thought. We don't need any of that. No, we want to be free from that. That's the way to free from sufferings. No, long as we will have this negative thought, there will be no, like, really freedom. So it is difficult. It is very difficult, but it's worth to try to minimize. So, so as I mentioned, no, as soon as you try to meditate, all of a sudden your neighbor comes out with a lawnmower. How you feel? Getting louder and louder. It's not getting louder and louder. It's getting louder and louder in your mind. But it's just same sound. So now where you're meditating? You are meditating on that your neighbor's lawnmower. That's where you're meditating. You're not really meditating. So the purpose is very important. Gomtop nimochunga means the power of meditation. More you meditate, the fear, the negative thought you have, that's good. Reduce. What is the power of reading scripture books? Scriptures? That means either more you learn, then you become kind of like calm, peaceful. That's the power of, you know. So the power of meditation, less negative thought. Okay, less negative thought. So that's all I'm going to say about meditations. So there's a few minutes left. So don't please think that I'm trying to playing like, how is it, what is it, the people who don't want to go to school? Huh? Playing hooky? Yeah. Because I think this is best part of the class. Do you agree? Because we are all doing something. Then rather than you just sitting there listening to me, I'm not sure so how much that benefit. Might be some benefit here and there because books that I've been reading is written like many, many years ago, like centuries ago. So now here, this Shantideva's books, okay, this Shantideva, the Indian master, I think this book is written in 8th century. Oh. So this is where, till 8th century, now we are in 21st century, people are still reading this book, still reading, studying, thinking about this book, getting a lot of benefit. So I myself, you know, whenever I face some kind of difficulties, I try to tune to this book to try to remember some message there, you know. Not the physical problems, then I go to see doctors. The problem in the mind. This is the English version. This is called Guide to Buddhism Web Light. So I highly recommend it to you to read if you are having problem with the issue with anger. So this is Buddhist, you can say, psychologist books, you know. All many books, this is the commentaries on this book. So I want to read one. This can be a coupon on the refrigerator. Coupon. Simji misi namgashis, teda shumji yung malang, teda shumji yung minlang. This little bit in the this is the chapter in guarding alertness chapter number 5. It has 10 chapters in this book. This is chapter number 5. So then because of my English translation is not good, so I'm going to read this translation here. Just remembering, Simjim is Namgashins. In monastery, we memorize. The monks can say, without even looking at books, they remember all of this by heart. That's in the monastery, we memorize a lot of texts. So. So the unruly beings are as ultimate, unlimited as space. Simjin means namgashings, okay? Unruly beings are as unlimited as space. That's a very good translation. They cannot possibly all be overcome. Yeah. So now based on your own world, you have the circle of friends, circle of people you don't like, you know, not talking about all living beings and here, like, you know, like, but if I overcome the thought of anger alone, and here, overcome, I'm probably the same, like, or if I destroy it, thought of anger alone, that's how it sounds in Tibetan word. Chom means, you know, something that, you know, you destroyed. And here, it's overcome, I think, same meaning. Destroyed or same, overcome, from same meaning. If I overcome thought of anger alone, this will be equivalent to, how I say, destroying all the, how I say, it's a, this is a fancy word, I don't know, so, vanquish. I say, V-A-N-Q-U. Vanquishing. Vanquishing all force. Force or enemy. Difference between foe and enemy. Same. Yes, force or. Yeah, enemy. No? So there's one statement Shantideva said. So, then the second one. Sadin dita koyo to tenye koye kala. Tenye koye kala. Samjitsanju koye ni sadin yodas. Just imagine. The surface is like filled with thorn or maybe uneven. So maybe I will read this, then you will probably know. I translated it, not looking at these books. I said this a couple of times, probably my translation not that good, but I did got the point out there, whole point. Where would I possibly find enough letters with which to cover the surface of the earth. That means earth is very uneven, you know. It hurts. So what I said, it says like the thorn. but wearing a leather, just one on the sole of my shoe. Not shoe, it's the feet. It should not be shoes. If you have shoes, you will have no problem walking on that. It has to be bare feet, okay? Bare feet. So this is a little bit. So then, it's equivalent to covering the earth with it. Make sense? This too, you know, for coupon for you to. this is. Training of minds, you know. So say, for example, having difficulties when you think about, you know, a different religious belief, that's no good to have. That is not good for you to have. Because as I mentioned, you know, the last thing that we need is something negative in our mind. Regardless, if you're Buddhist, Christian, Islam, non-believer, atheist, whatever you are, even like non-believer, you don't need any negative thoughts. Why? Because each of the negative thoughts, there is mental sufferings. We don't need that. That's why. That's simple. That's all. That's only reason why. Not because you're Buddhist. Not because you come to Kadamba Center. It should not be reason. No, because it hurts. You know. The minute there's a negative thought arise, there's no mental peace. That's why. You know. So that's why he's only said, you know, some people, religion is not necessary. Yeah, very true. Why you need religion? You don't need religions. You know, when we are baby, we have no religions. We are doing fine. You know, when you grow up, you know, so... long as everybody, you know, like I say, the whole point of, you know, existence of religion is to, you know, to help us to become, you know, to open our mind, you know, regardless. Like Mother Teresa, you know, what you can expect? Nothing. Like, you choose to go to the poorest of the poor in the world, India, Calcutta. Some of you have been there. I've been there a number of times. That's where she chose to go. What she's doing there, she's just serving people. That's all she's doing. So it's like, you know, like what you can expect from those people? Nothing. Zero. These people have no power, no money, no education. They are just simply laying on the street. So what she's seeing them, what we are seeing, we look at them judgmental mind. She look at them like eyes of love, and she greet them from heart of compassion. That's what she does. So that's, you know, really inspiration, inspiring, you know. So if everybody on this planet does the same thing like Mother Teresa, there will be no war. Everybody will be well taken care of, you know. No, very little people will suffer. But, you know, suffering is not going to end. If the place, the whole world is filled with Mother Teresa, suffering is not going to end. Why? Because it's complicated. Oh. So, so there's one part, you know, so the training the mind, it requires so much. So, not understanding impermanent, that's why we are having a lot of difficulties to let him go. Because we don't understand impermanent. Oh. So, because that's why we hold on. Oh. Not understanding karma, then there's a lot of blaming game. Blame yourself, blame other people, simply lack of understanding of causalities. So then a lot of fear, anxiety, that's, you know, that's my conclusions of, you know, kind of like original Lambrim. So not knowing samsara, what is samsara? You know, that's our existence. What is like the we don't bother to think about, you know. Once you understand the nature of samsara, you can expect perfections. So much stress has been built on that, you know, trying to be perfect. Yeah, we can try all our best to perform the best as possible. That's all we can do. You can expect your friend to be perfect. You can expect you to be perfect. There is no people, there is no even one person who does not have mistake. There's no one person who does not have qualities. Everybody has qualities. Everybody has mistakes in samsara. So once we understand that, then it's kind of easy, you know, like you overcome from so much fear of, you know, being perfect, you know, anxiety, stress, you know. You kind of go to get relaxed. Now you understand, you know, oh, your friend made mistakes, you just, you know, accept. Accepting mistake is much easier than accepting somebody to be perfect. What do you think? Yeah. So you realize, oh, he made mistakes, you know, so I can expect him to be perfect because I make mistakes too. When I go through the red line, there's no problem. Okay, that's happened. No, there's no police around. If you go through the right, if you are teaching someone how to drive, if that person goes to the red line, there will be like a couple of pages of lectures. You know, so, yeah. If you do something, even if it's a mistake, you know, that's okay. You know, if someone does it, it's not okay. So this kind of attitude needs to change. Sake of your own happiness and sake of their happiness too. You know, so like, so then, you know, then like, oh, he's also part of samsara. He may also make mistakes. So then you kind of, you know, become kind of like, according to Lama Yishi, then you become like easygoing person. Oh, one day I did pretty well, you know, I meditated a lot, I did a lot of safe prayers. One day, you know, I couldn't say prayer, I was not able to do meditations. So what do? You just go, you know, like, if you have 6-year-old boys, 7 days, whole week, what do? You can train them. My own mind is quite difficult, so then how I'm thinking to train that person's mind? You know, so you can't train. So that's like, oh, then I realize, okay, training my mind is like same as training him. You know, so then it doesn't bother me much. Otherwise, if I let my wild mind take over, so then I really want to do something, but it's too little, the what you can do, there's really little you can do. To just be, you know, think differently. Oh, kind of person talking about patient a lot, now this is the perfect opportunity to practice patient. But we don't do that, you know. If you do that a little bit, it change. So now the point here, whole point is, you know, to So then please you think about it, you know, why there are so many blaming game is going around. Why? From my point of view, simply, we don't understand karma. That's all. I'm not trying to force you to think, but, you know, that's what they said. So I myself, it helps when I think about that, that there is no lack of my understanding of, you know, karma. That's what's happening. So the impermanent, you know, easy to say, let it go. You can say easily let it go. You can go to workshop there, you know, teach you how to let it go. The bottom line, if you don't understand impermanent, you can let it go. According to Steve Jobs, person who founded Apple, that everybody now use Apple, what he said in his speech at one of the university, there's three segments, segment or three sections, last sections. Usually he is not the kind of person that talks about something like that. It's all about business, you know. He says, treating every day as a last day, he gets immense benefit out of that. What that means? So that means impermanent. That's what it means. That means impermanent. That's meditation on impermanent, you know. What will you do if this is your last day, what will you do? So you have choice, what will you do? Or you say something negative, or you should just be negative, or what do you do? So then in reality, we have no clue. No? So so that, you know, I think it's kind of like, sometimes it's kind of, you know, amazing to hear the certain word like that, the person who's all about business, you know. Right? So then, not just that. So then, some of also probably you also read somewhere in Las Vegas. There's one person who owned a lot of hotels. I saw one interview in CNN. He's interviewing them. The person owner called a wine or something. It began with WA. His name. This hotel is like after his name. Anyway, whole interview is about like the service in the hotel. So then, like, the interview, all of a sudden he said, Mahayana, Mahayana means no Mahayana. That he's talking about teaching, Buddhist teaching, Mahayana path. And then he said, no, when he was young, he studied Buddhism in somewhere in Pennsylvania, some universities, you know. So then he's like, Mahayana is, of course, you know, always, day and night, thinking or concerned about well-being of other sentient beings. That's what you do in Mahayana traditions. You know, bodhicitta, you just think about, you know, other sentient beings. So that's why I say he got immense benefit of, you know, many, now he's kind of old person, but, you know, he said like 30, 40 years ago, that's what he studied in the university. That's what the teaching taught him. That's why he taught his staff in his hotel. So that's what they do. Then he said that's what they do. They just serve people. Genuinely, sincerely, that's why, you know, most people, they come back, keep coming back to his hotel. So I kind of just want to share that you're kind of surprised, but this is all businessmen. So you don't talk about Dharma at all. You know? So he's talking about Mahayana. He pronounced perfectly. So he doesn't mumble, he just, you know, very comfortable, he just say Mahayana teachings. So this is all because, you know, see, businessmen, doesn't matter, businessmen, monks, ordinary persons who doesn't have beliefs, it has some potential to contribute. The point is not to become Buddhist. The point is to train our mind. So that's why, you know, it takes, you know, sometimes. So then this kind of message will be helpful if you try to get rid of something. So according to Robert Thurman, he says you can divorce, but you cannot get rid of them. Right, so Robert Thomas said, better to encounter now than encounter again. That's very true, you know, so this will help, okay? So this is like piece of the message today. So then I will stop here. Then I'm going to, probably there's no time. If there's time, then I'm going to probably say some mantras, but today there's no time. Then we'll say short dedication, then we'll stop.
So we turn to the white prayer book. Meditation on the pink sheet. May all beings everywhere May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, comfort, and happiness. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments, whatever diseases there are in the world, and they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenreis, Kens, and Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the Snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the local Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatar, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.